Heather Humphreys is a university academic advisor. In her Logan office, pictures of her girls are thumbtacked to a colorful bulletin board above her desk. From the way she talks about them, you can tell they are the brightest part of her world. In one photograph, a 17-year-old girl with brown hair holds up a picture of a monster she drew. In another, a little girl bares her big white teeth, squints her eyes, and smiles for the camera. Heather smiles as she describes their different personalities. They seem happy and healthy. You can see that in the photos. What you can't see is that three of the girls have faced health problems from a very young age.
She was 7 months old and couldn't sit up, couldn't roll over, couldn't, you know, like she was delayed.
When Heather's second oldest daughter, Megan, was just 3 months old, she was rushed to the hospital with 11 broken bones. It was so severe that Heather was accused of child abuse, and her daughter was taken away for nearly 3 months. Heather was heartbroken and determined to find out what was happening to her little girl. After some tests, doctors discovered that Megan's body is unable to produce procollagen, the mortar that holds her bones together, leaving them brittle and easily broken. When Megan was 7 months old, she was allowed to return home. It was then that Heather realized Megan needed help. Not sure if her daughter wasn't sitting or rolling over because of her injuries, Heather did some research and learned about a program for young children with developmental delays. It's called the Up to Three program, and it's near her home in Cache Valley.
We had to have the physical therapist because she didn't move and do what she should be able to do appropriate to her age. And she had to have the occupational therapist because she would swallow and then puke everything back up. She wouldn't eat. And so they had to teach her how to swallow and eat, and they taught her how to move. And then as she got a little bit older, we had the speech language pathologist because she was three and could say kitty, but it didn't sound like kitty.
Now, Megan is 17.
I really think if we hadn't been doing any work with Megan, then I am positive she would have been farther behind. And Megan actually, by the time she went into first grade, she was released from resource. So she had come from extremely developmentally delayed and behind to completely caught up and mainstreamed.
Heather would once again require the skills and training provided through the early intervention program after discovering her youngest daughter, Sammy, also had developmental delays.
I'm super grateful, and I really can't imagine my life without them.
Marla Neff oversees Up to Three, where she works with newborns and children younger than age three.
If you can help a child progress at those ages, they learn a lot faster. You've seen maybe a little one try to learn to walk and see how many times they fall, but they get back up and they get back up and they finally catch those skills. Their brains are a lot more pliable at that age up until they're about eight, but under three is crucial for those skills, especially communication and social interaction.
Every child is different, Neff explains, so the program's main goal is to teach parents unique strategies to help their child.
Say we're trying to help this little one talk, and so we'd say, okay, this is what we would do, and we'd try a strategy like we're going to imitate everything that he says and then add one more word, or we're going to model and then give parents some ideas and say, when could you use these strategies? So if they're changing their diaper and they're saying, you know, all kinds of words to them as they're doing that or as they're in the tub.
Watching his therapist work with her girls, Heather says she learned what to do when her youngest daughter would throw tantrums and become difficult to manage.
I'll never forget the one day we sat in the hallway for 20 minutes in one spot with her throwing a fit, trying to get her to stop when we said stop, because she would run away and she was one mad little girl. But they just were like, it's okay, you know, so we just say stop, and then we praise her and love her when it happens.
You may recall at the beginning of this story that I told you Heather has three daughters with developmental delays. Sammy and Megan received early intervention services, but Heather didn't realize early on that her daughter Tansley would have also qualified for the program.
Tansley is my one who we missed up to three, and it's hard for me with her because she's in resource more than half of her day in junior high. And I wonder what would have happened if we had had more of the therapy earlier on for her.
It can be scary to ask for help, but Heather recommends all parents who are concerned about their children's development seek out services in their community that can help combat delays.
So maybe they have a developmental disability or delay, and maybe they don't, but like, call and let the people who know help you figure that out, because you can't get back those developmental years.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.